Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Maesta Panels, Chapter 44. The early morning sun vanished behind dark rain clouds. The heavy raindrops began slowly hitting the well-manicured grounds of the Cimitero Monumentale di Milano, Milan's largest public cemetery. Julia stood alone with Wade, minutes after a small memorial service was held at Taviana Buonasigna's open gravesite. The few other mourners, mostly the deceased's academic co-workers, had departed just in time to avoid the incoming barrage of droplets accompanied by disparate lightning and thunder.
"Thanks for staying the extra days, David."
She smiled at him, but her heart was not in it.
"Are you going directly back home, or do you have business elsewhere?"
"No, I'm heading back home to New York this afternoon," Wade responded sympathetically. He opened a large black umbrella, covering Julia and part of himself. Their eyes returned to the silver casket in front of them, as they and Taviana's coffin got drenched by the uncontrollable downpour.
"I'm going to miss her, David. I'm going to miss her a lot. She was..."
Julia fought back tears.
"She was wonderful."
Struggling to fully pronounce the word wonderful. Wade reached for her hand unsuccessfully as she moved forward to place one single yellow rose on top of the casket. He followed her movement in order to continue to protect her from the rain. Her eyes met his appreciatively. Then she turned to walk away towards her car. As they strolled past wet gravestones and faded markers, she noticed his rental parked nearby. Arriving at her sports vehicle, still unrepaired, brandishing the scars of their traumatic highway collision, she looked at him in the eyes and said,
"Keep in touch?"
"You bet." David Wade kissed Julia Cartzi on the lips, smiled, and gallantly helped his new friend glide into her wounded chariot. He stepped back, hardly noticing the sound made by the engine's ignition, juxtaposed against the penetrating noise of the heavy downpour. Lightning flashed, then thunder shook the air. Unperturbed, he watched her drive away.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Epilogue. 3 months after their northern Italian adventure, Julia Cartier and David Wade met in Siena for a red carpet premiere exhibition event for the unveiling of the newly restored and reunified Maesta Lost Panels at the Museo dell'Opera Metropolitana del Duomo. It was a 5-star black tie event attended by high government officials, art community elites, celebrities, and of course, the paparazzi. Wade arrived in Siena only hours before the event. He rushed, knowing Julia was attending. He navigated the heavy security detail and walked the red carpet, stopping to chat and pose for pictures with various dignitaries who were now well aware of who he was and appreciative of his tremendous contribution to the evening's purpose. Agents Orsini and Bardi from the GDF were present and dressed in their finest. Seeing Wade enter the museum building, they approached him with wide smiles, offering friendly handshakes. They spoke a few moments, then Wade excused himself and searched for Julia. The Martini brothers approached Wade, shook his hand, and exchanged pleasantries. They thanked him again for his work and asked, in a discreet manner, if the bonus money, in addition to the agreed-upon full payment for his work, was satisfactory. He told the brothers that he had been very well compensated by them for his efforts and thanked them for their generosity. "We never wanted possession of the panels, Mr. Wade. We simply hope to locate them and help put the Maesta back together. And thanks to you, we have succeeded." Wade acknowledged their statement with gratitude. He was about to excuse himself when he felt a gentle tap on his shoulder. He turned to face an exquisitely dressed young woman with beautiful coiffed hair and elegant accessories to match. "Good evening, Julia."
"Hello, David."
"Nice to see you again."
"Likewise."
"You look stunning."
"So do you."
They stopped for a moment, looked down and up at each other, then laughed at the formal tone of their greeting exchange. They hugged, then laughed again, and each grabbed a flute of champagne and toasted the occasion like long-lost friends. They stood together throughout the short, well-staged unveiling ceremony and pleasantly acknowledged the crowd's applause when signaled out for their heroic deeds. Julia took Wade's hand and led him to view the once-lost Maesta panels. The paintings now hung in their proper place above and below the main body of the altarpiece. The historic reunification and beauty of this artistic treasure was overwhelming for both of them. Wade thought of Denari, knowing that his team would never fully appreciate the extent of their individual contributions to this marvelous happening. And that is how it should be. He let go of Julia's hand and wrapped his arm around her waist. She put her hand on top of his as they moved towards a bronze commemorative plaque hanging next to the Maesta. Julia translated the Italian words aloud for Wade to hear.
"In honor and memory of Taviana Buonasigna and Father Umberto Omri, who both lost their lives so that the world can forever appreciate and enjoy the radiant beauty of Duccio's Maesta."
Wade slowly lowered his eyes as Julia gently caressed his hand and solemnly placed her head on his shoulder. The end. I hope you like this audiobook and will join me, along with David Wade, Julia Cartier, and Denari, on our next adventure. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.